We have been looking at the subject of long suffering and how we have to come up under someone that is mature and strong, whom God has appointed as our pastor, spiritual father, as our leader. Even every minister of the gospel has to be under authority. And I'm not talking about authority downward, but upline, not just the board, as some people say, that's who they are accountable to. Well, in a sense, they're accountable in some ways, but in truth, authority, it always reaches upline. It always reaches up. And so the minister of God has to have another person higher in rank in ministry over them. It just has to be. Authority is only as strong as we're submitted to authority. Now, I said long suffering is bearing the weaknesses of the weak Christian, and all Christians, all believers are not strong. You see, first, when you come into the kingdom, I've said it over and over again, you first enter membership, then discipleship, stewardship, sonship, and then you can make it to leadership. But a strong believer is one that can carry and come up under and help with the weight of others. You know, so many people want to be the pastor's assistant or close to the man or woman of God. My friend, it takes a strong Christian to be that. Aaron and Hur had to be strong to hold up the hands of Moses. Just anyone couldn't do it. And you had to be strong in faith and strong in moral character to be close enough to the man or woman of God to help carry and shoulder the weight, because you'll face the same attacks that they face. Now, the only way you can become close in a different way is to submit as a spiritual parent, or submit to them as a spiritual parent, or a pastor, or a leader. And first, you have to learn how to stand. You have to learn how to stand. Stand your ground. Stand in faith. Stand and not fall every time the winds of adversity blow. Standing takes balance, and you only have balance when you're balanced in the Word and know the Word. Then you can stand on the promises of God and the faithfulness of God. After you learn to stand, you can learn how to walk by faith. But even then, you're not giving a lot of responsibility. It's like my grandbaby. I have a little grandbaby named Avon, and she will be 1 year old in May. And I was talking to my daughter, Jessica, and she said, Mom, she says, it won't be long and Avon will be walking. And I said, why do you say that? And she says, she's learning how to stand. You see, once you learn your balance in the Word, then you can begin to walk in the Spirit more and more. It's not long after you learn to stand, they begin to walk. Sometimes you fall. That's because they're learning to carry their own weight. You see, you got a lot of Christians that can't even carry their own weight. They're having to look to somebody else to help carry them, like the foolish virgins. That's the reason why you don't tell a baby that's just learned how to walk to take out the garbage. They only can carry their own weight. But then maturity comes when we not only can carry our weight, but we can carry the weight of others. Until you can carry the weight of others. My friend, you need to come under authority, be mentored, be strengthened, be parented in the Spirit, so you can profit from trials, so that you can know how to receive from God, that you can receive wisdom and know how to walk in it, so you can live in wisdom, liberty, and abundance, so that you can please God, you can be fruitful, and that you can be entrusted with spiritual treasures, and your life can be reproducible. Come under authority. Get into a local church. If you're not in a local church, you need it. Your life depends on it. It truly does. Today is Friday offering day, and I want to thank you partners for standing with us. Pray for this ministry and pray for our partners, friends. I pray for them. I was just praying for our partners this morning, and I just sense that they're some of the special people right here in the tri-state area. Become a part of the family, and you can write to us. You know, we pray for our partners. We send out a coaching CD every month, and it, I believe, is a great help to their spiritual enrichment. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at He'sAlive.net. Have a Jesus-filled weekend. Be in God's house this Sunday.